to develop a structure, the Catholic Church, which he will use during that time period to rule the earth. And logic and common sense tell us that in order for him to arrive on the scene of history and have the ability to take control of a church that consists of 1 billion people, that there has to be some preconditioning take place that would allow that to happen. Somebody out of the clear blue sky is not just going to arrive into history and take control of that church. And we have been clearly told in the spirit of prophecy that the way that Satan accomplishes the last things that he accomplishes is through the medium of spiritualism, and that's what we're going to look at this time. And once we have all that pulled together, then we're going to look at some of these spiritualistic teachings that are coming into Catholicism. Now, if you'd do me one favor, if you'd stand up for a moment and lift your hands up, take a deep breath, do whatever you need to for a second. I see some sagging eyes out there. And step back down and we'll consider some of these passages. Satan's Marvelous Act, Great Controversy 624. Fearful sights of a supernatural character will soon be revealed in the heavens in token of the power of miracle-working demons. Now, if you know off the top of your head when the Great Controversy was written, then you can see that this prediction was after that time period. But I would suggest that the beginning of the most important supernatural manifestations that were revealed in the heavens came about 2 years after the death of Ellen White. That was in 1917 in the Fatima apparition in Portugal. And if you haven't looked at the apparitions of Mary, you will find that all the apparitions of Mary, the messages that they contain, are somehow related to that apparition and the message. They're all built around that testimony. And one of the things that I believe that Seventh-day Adventists are not recognizing as well as they should, and we read a quote today and I passed over making this point. If I can turn right to it, I want to read it one more time, but if I can't, I won't. In any case, I'm not even remembering the words, I just know it's there. There's a point where she tells us something like, she says, undeniable miracles of a supernatural character. We read that today once, and I passed over making